You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Carissa is from Nashua. Good morning, Carissa.
Hi, good morning.
Your boyfriend Peter slept over last night.
I did.
That was
so
amazing.
Do you live at home with your parents or something?
What's going on?
No.
Is this the first time he slept over?
What's happening?
Are there eight people there?
This is so weird. I feel creepy.
Well, he's never listened to this before. So, Carissa, will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy,
please leave the studio.
All right. Good luck, fellas.
They're playing together.
Why, yeah.
Are you two lying in bed? I mean, are we going to do anything today? What's going on here? All right. You need to turn your radio all the way off, guys, because you're getting a feedback and you're hearing it through there. Kennedy has left the studio. She is now over in the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Remember, if you get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie her, that is a loss for you. 2,273 wins for Kennedy, only 203 losses. Question number one, Roseanne Barr says she recently begged for aliens to take her away because no one on Earth understands her humor. Yes, it's the entire planet. It's not you.
Yeah, it's us, not you.
What was the name of the Obama White House staffer Roseanne made a racist remark about? Valerie Jarrett or Valerie Bertinelli?
The first one.
Way to keep up on current events.
Question number two. A new study by the University of Portsmouth reveals that drinking Red Bull and vodka makes people more likely to get into arguments and fights.
You don't say.
Another obvious survey.
I think it's called the No Duh Sherlock survey. According to the ads, what does Red Bull give you?
Wings.
Oh, she's really.
You guys are meant for each other.
Question number three. In celebration of his third album, Astroworld, debuting at number one on the Billboard charts, Travis Scott gave $100,000 to select fans who tweeted lyrics from the album. Who is his baby mama? Uh-oh.
We don't know the baby mama.
Okay. Question number four. The Texas State Fair is where all foods go to get fried. It's offering several new items this year, including a fried bacon-wrapped Twinkie.
Oh, there. That's good.
What company makes Twinkies? Question number five. Madonna is 60 years old today.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Which of these songs from Madonna did not go to number one? Vogue, Like a Virgin, Material Girl. Which one did not go to number one?
Vogue.
All right.
Peter in with the definitive Vogue.
Carissa didn't even get a chance to just take a shot at that one. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
You guys are my favorite couple.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
Lots of giggling happening here,
delightful.
Kennedy.
All right.
This reminded me of Kennedy coming in last week. These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
You bet.
All right. They got 3 out of 5 correct.
They.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Question number one. Roseanne Barr says she recently begged for aliens to take her away because no one on Earth understands her humor.
It's because it sucks.
What was the name of the Obama White House staffer Roseanne made a racist remark about in a tweet that got her fired? Was it Valerie Jarrett or Valerie Bertinelli?
Valerie Jarrett.
Sade. I love it.
Title one, question number two.
We're going to go fight.
A new study by the University of Portsmouth reveals that drinking Red Bull and vodka makes people more likely to get into arguments and fights.
Or wear affliction t-shirts and true religion jeans.
Whoa.
According to the ads, what does Red Bull give you?
Wings.
Tied at two. Question number three. In celebration of his third album, Astroworld, debuting at number one on the charts, Travis Scott gave $100,000 to select fans who tweeted him lyrics from his album. Who is his baby mama?
Kylie Jenner.
Kennedy, look at you.
I'll get it right one of these days.
3-2. Question number four. The Texas State Fair is where all foods go to get fried.
Oh, my God.
It's offering several new items this year, including a fried bacon-wrapped Twinkie.
Howdy. I think we need to do that in studio. You got a fry daddy?
What company makes Twinkies?
Hostess.
That is correct. The Twinkie is topped with ice cream, powdered sugar, and funnel cake pieces.
Whoa.
And cardiac arrest.
I've done that fried thing in studio before. Never a good idea. Let me
Can we do it outside?
Yeah, that's a way better idea.
Okay.
I think we've done... Well, yeah,
Let's
we made
do it
that
outside.
I did fried Pop-Tarts once.
4-3, question number 5. Madonna is 60 years old today, Kennedy.
God love the queen.
Which of these songs did not go to number one?
Oof.
Vogue, Like a Virgin, Material Girl. Which one did not go to number one?
Like a Virgin.
Mm. Actually, Material Girl.
Really?
Material Girl.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy, you beat Carissa and
Peter.
Peter. Yes. I mean, that sounds like they won, but...
It sounds like they're winning at life.
Yes. They
won. And I'm all right with it.
They won a different game.
That's okay.
Carissa, I do have some tickets for you. You're going to go see Dashboard Confessional next week at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. I'm going to give you a pair of those tickets, and you can take whoever you like with you, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like Peter's going. Carissa, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Carissa.
My name is Keith.
And we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.